Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
At 7:45, a very good morning to you, Adam. We start in Afghanistan, where there are reports of a mass murder there.
Yes, morning, Africa. They're coming to terms with this. The death of 10 mine clearing staff. They all worked for a charity called the Halo Trust. The Halo Trust became quite famous for clearing mines in all sorts of parts of the world, Afghanistan included, but because it was backed by Princess Diana. Remember that? Her walking across the minefield. And indeed, Prince Harry has more recently also backed the Halo Trust. But here we had, we still don't know, assailants unknown walking into a large camp full of these charity workers and others, about 100 people. They were pretty much all asleep. And the attackers walked from bed to bed, shooting people in their beds as they slept. 10 of them were killed, 16 injured. And you can imagine all hell then broke loose. And the local Taliban apparently came to their aid. Indeed, the boss of the Halo Trust says the Taliban actually came and helped chase the assailants off. So who was this mystery gang, and what on earth were they trying to gain from killing people who, after all, are ultimately trying to save civilian lives and particularly children's lives? And they always are the worst scarred, aren't they, by minefields.
It's a harrowing story indeed. A story that infuriated me, though, Adam, is the news that some of the most richest men in America are paying so little tax.
And don't you just hope that some of this, maybe not on the personal level, but at least some of it will be addressed at the G7 summit, which is beginning tomorrow in Cornwall in the west of England. The thought is that they're going to actually come up with a bottom line for corporation tax so that the likes of Amazon and Google and Netflix, whoever, can't get away with just saying, we're off to Luxembourg because the rate there is so unbelievably low, or zero, they don't have to pay. But on a personal level, how do you get them? And indeed, there is now an investigation. I believe the FBI are investigating, that they might be investigating the leak of the information rather than the actual information. But certainly tax authorities are looking at this, because we learn, for instance, from this leak that Jeff Bezos paid no tax at all in 2007 and 2011, that Elon Musk paid absolutely nothing in 2018. So Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Warren Buffett, the kind of billionaires, I mean, they are ultra billionaires. They have smart accountants. And frankly, it just looks from the outside like they've got some damn dodgy practices as well.
Certainly looks like it. Let's finish off with the list of the world's most livable cities being published. And of course, COVID-19 and the pandemic and the various cities' responses to it, I imagine, had an impact. And of course, I'm very disappointed that Cape Town is not in the top 10.
No, in fact, there aren't very many places that you and I would go to that are in the top 10. You're absolutely right. Coronavirus kind of rules on this, which I think is a bit of a shame, because there's more to life than the coronavirus. I'm sure there is. In theory, this is the Economist Intelligence Unit adding up stability, infrastructure, education, access to healthcare, the desirability factor. There are a few other unknowns in there, but mainly they're hardcore kind of financial things. Top of the list, Auckland in New Zealand. In fact, the top 10 cities are all countries where COVID had less impact. So Auckland, Osaka, Adelaide, Wellington, Tokyo. You can see how that works. Every city in Europe and America has sunk down the list. And the least livable, again, according to this league table, are perhaps predictably Damascus, Lagos, Port Moresby in Papua New Guinea, Dhaka, and Algiers. The thing is, isn't it ultimately a list that just makes people who live there feel good about themselves and the rest of us feel really rubbish? Because we're not all about to go and move to Auckland, are we?
Definitely not. I mean, I'm sure the city of Auckland is lovely to live in, but Cape Town is just absolutely spectacular.
Exactly. And Auckland's all the way over there anyway. We don't want to go there.
Exactly. You fly, it's a 14-hour direct flight from Joburg to Sydney, and then you still have to fly off another hour or 45 minutes, however long it takes to go from Sydney to Auckland. It's far too far. Far too far away, I'd say. Adam, thank you very much. Have yourself a wonderful Thursday. Adam is back tomorrow with the Friday edition of The World View.